104.3 The Breeze. Hi, it's Simone here with Rebecca Bolwit from Miss604.com. So, Rebecca, the big question on everyone's mind is what's on and what's not when it comes to Christmas activities around town?
Yeah, for Christmas this year around Metro Vancouver, there are some classic events that everyone looks forward to that unfortunately cannot happen this year because of COVID. We've got the Roger Santa Claus Parade downtown. That is not happening. The CP Holiday Train that comes through the Fraser Valley, usually super cool, but that's not happening, along with lights at Lafarge and Coquitlam. However, there are some really cool, new, innovative events happening over the holidays. So there's a few drive-throughs, and the Peony, who had so much success with drive-throughs in the summer, is doing that again, but with a Christmas theme. So first we have at the Peony is the Best Buy Tech Wonderland, which is run by Best Buy. And proceeds there are going to the Boys and Girls Club of South Coast, BC. And you can drive through with your car load, with your bubble, and go on a tour, enter contests, have some good food, and, of course, see some cool tech displays. And then the Peony is going to switch over to their own Christmas drive-through, December 11th to 13th, and then again December 17th to 23rd. And they'll have a 2-kilometer route of their own with light, enchanted lands filled with glowing lights, and actually be on a mission to discover Santa, so you can kind of play along as you're driving through. And there'll be one more drive-through, the Surrey Santa Parade, which usually runs alongside Big Rigs for Kids truck parade. So they're turning that into a drive-through experience this year, too, at the Cloverdale Fairgrounds on December 5th. So there's three drive-throughs, which is really cool because we're kind of thinking not much would be able to happen this year. And then there's these really cool innovative events that will still be able to take place just in a different way. So in your car.
Totally. I love that. And you can sip some hot chocolate while you're in your car going through. It's perfect. Okay, so what are some of the classic events that are coming back?
Some classic events that are coming back, which really warms my heart. There's three of them. The Burnaby Village Museum, which is outdoors and it's free. All you need to do is once they open up for reservations on November 16th, you just need to call and make a reservation, and then you can enjoy Burnaby Village Museum from November 21st to January 1st, and that's in Burnaby. And then the Bright Lights Christmas Train in Stanley Park. So what they're doing there is they won't have the big plaza light display, and unfortunately Santa won't be able to visit because of COVID, just for that display. But you can still book timed entry on the Christmas train. And they're going to move all their lights over to the Christmas train route. So once you're on the train, they'll have plexiglass between the cars, so you'll be in your little bubble and outdoors, and you can see all of the lights but on the train route, which would be really cool in Stanley Park at night. And then the last one is Canyon Lights, the Capilano Suspension Bridge. It's going to happen this year, which is great too, December 1st to January 3rd. And you just need to, again, book your ticket online in advance so you have a pre-booked time. Make sure you bring your mask, and then you can enjoy the world's largest living Christmas trees and the treetops adventures and, of course, the beautiful lights on the bridge lit up all this holiday season.
Perfect. So Christmas is not canceled. There's still lots for us to do, of course, safely this year. Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Great. Thank you.